The Hitchhiker Test. Question 1. What does Adams do to show that he is sane? A. States facts about himself. B. Tells the story of the hitchhiker. C. Discusses mother's concerns. Or D. Admits that his life might end soon. 2. What does a music and note in the following lines indicate? Adams: this may be the last thing I ever tell on earth. The last night I ever see the stars. Music in. Adams: 6 days ago, I left Brooklyn to drive to California. A. A car is moving. B. Adams is talking. C. Mother is worrying. Or D. Adams is remembering. 3. Which event foreshadows the appearance of the hitchhiker? A. The man at the gas station fills up Adams' car. B. Mother tells Adams not to pick up strangers. C. An operator asks Adams to deposit money. Or D. Adams tells Mother that he will be careful. Question 4. Adams picks up the girl because A. he thinks that he recognizes her. B. she is afraid on the road. C. he wants company in his car. Or D. the male hitchhiker fears her. Question 5. What does Adams learn from Mrs. Whitney? A. he died in an automobile accident. B. his family has forgotten him. C. Mrs. Whitney is the hitchhiker. Or D. Mother has moved from Brooklyn. Question 6. Orson Welles' statements emphasize the idea that A. terrifying events usually happen when you least expect them to. B. a story based on true events is more disturbing than a ghost story. C. acts of violence are difficult to portray in a radio program. Or D. a tale of suspense can be as frightening as a horror story. Question 7. What is the main purpose of the music in note in these lines from the opening of the radio play? Adams: this may be the last thing I ever tell on earth. The last night I ever see the stars. Music in. Adams: 6 days ago, I left Brooklyn to drive to California. A. to create a sense of intrigue and suspense. B. to distract the listener from Adams's problem. C. to signal a transition from the present to the past. Or D. to allow the actor to prepare for the next scene. Question 8. Which event is an example of how Fletcher uses foreshadowing to prepare you for the dramatic action of the radio play? A. Mother warns Adams about driving recklessly and picking up strangers. B. Adams wants company and picks up a girl who is hitchhiking. C. Adams telephones Mother from an auto camp in Gallup, New Mexico. Or D. a gas station attendant offers to check the oil in Adams's car. Question 9. What does Adams come to believe while he is stuck on the train tracks? A. he is merely imagining the hitchhiker. B. the hitchhiker is leading him to death. C. he is lonely and must pick up the hitchhiker. Or D. his mother is gravely ill and needs his help. Question 10. At the end of the radio play, Adams realizes that 6 days earlier he A. lost his mother to a fatal disease. B. killed the hitchhiker on the train tracks. C. died in an automobile accident in Brooklyn. Or D. went insane and abandoned his responsibilities. Vocabulary. Question 11. What is an assurance? A. a doubt. B. an event. C, a guarantee, or D, an appearance. 12. A lark is a carefree A, attitude, B, remark, C, situation, or D, adventure. Question 13. Sinister means A, evil, B, angry, C, fearful, or D, suspicious. Question 14. What does monotony mean? A, sickness, B, darkness, C, calmness, or D, sameness. Question 15. A junction is A, vision of home, B, place of joining, C, symbol for death, or D, witness to an event. Question 16. What is an assurance? A, an attraction to someone, B, an emphasis on actual events, C, a guarantee of something, or D, a belief in an unpopular idea. Question 17. A lark is A, distorted image, B, a carefree adventure, C, a cherished memory, or D, an unlikely situation. Question 18. Something that is sinister is A, eerie or fascinating, B, evil or menacing, C, invisible or blinding, or D, defeated or unstable. Question 19. Monotony is A, lack of variation, B, feeling of aloneness, C, sense of control, or D, battle of wits. 20. What is a junction? A lapse in judgment, B, a place of connection, C, a decision of importance, or D, an obstacle to independence.